A group of students from the Lower Kuskokwim School District had the chance to find their inner Spielbergs earlier this month. The high schoolers participated in an intensive 8-day filmmaking workshop. They learned skills like screenwriting, cinematography, lighting, and acting. The course wrapped up with a premiere of their finished work on the big screen. APRN's Heather Arono has the story.
We're at Out North Contemporary Art House, a small building in East Anchorage painted brilliant shades of orange and blue. It's not a difficult building to see, but it can be a bit tricky to find the entrance if you're not sure where to go. I follow two big white passenger vans as they maneuver through the neighborhood behind Out North, finally unloading 14 kids ranging from 16 to 23 years old into the tiny parking lot. As the kids file into the building, they're greeted by a thin man with a welcoming smile. That's Executive Artistic Director Scott Schofield. Once inside, students settle in to watch the end result of an 8-day journey that stretched from Bethel all the way to Anchorage. Alfred Wallace has been editing his film for the past few days on a screen the size of an iPod, and he says that seeing it on the big screen is pretty cool.
Well, I'm excited to watch your film, so let's do it. Thank you.
The Bethel teen signed up for the workshop because his friend did, but the past week has left an impact. Wallace says that now that he's been given the chance to produce and write a film, it's got him thinking about becoming a filmmaker.
It's kind of got me interested a little more, kind of peeking into that career field right now. Like, I'm still exploring, but it's one of the possibilities now.
And therein lays the goal of this whole project. Julie McWilliams is the education specialist for integrated arts for the Lower Kuskokwim School District and one of the people who helped put the program together. She wanted students to have a chance to be filmmakers, so she found some guest instructors with film and writing experience and put out the call to teachers.
Try to find some students that you think this would really hook.
But McWilliams says that the goal of the workshop isn't just to feed students into the film industry.
Well, the key thing is we just want them to have some usable skills. And in my opinion, if they go home and do films in their own villages, even just for their own personal use, then we've succeeded.
Don Reardon, originally from Bethel himself, was asked to serve as screenwriting coach for the workshop.
This was kind of one of my passions, to get students out in the bush doing filmmaking and screenwriting. And so I was fortunate enough to be asked to come in and do the screenwriting part of it.
Now a published author and a professor at UAA, Reardon knows the importance of having a creative outlet like writing or filmmaking. He says that it can give students a chance to share their stories, and in a lot of ways, it's a chance for them to validate themselves. The students were given the theme of survival for their screenplays, and Reardon believes that this is a natural fit for students from the bush, particularly UPIC students. Many of the screenplays that were submitted included traditional elements of UPIC storytelling, things like family and being aware of the world around you. Reardon hopes that they use the training to put on screen the stories they grew up with.
We're hoping that those students who become interested in this industry will, find potential work somehow in the growing film industry here in Alaska. But they'll also understand the steps that they will need to take in order to become a part of that industry.
The focus from McWilliams, Reardon, and the other instructors is on usable skills and self-sufficiency. They aren't trying to force a career on the students, only show them a possible path and the skills they'll need to follow if they choose. In any case, Reardon expects to see storytellers emerge from this workshop.
They'll be making projects. Some of them will be making projects down the road, I can tell.
The funding comes through a federal grant provided by the Alaska Native Education Program. McWilliams hopes money will be there in the future to help other students find their voice through filmmaking. In Anchorage, I'm Heather Arono.